the female fly, when she's pregnant and needs to have her babies, she listens for crickets to sing.
Binghamton University engineering professor Ron Miles says this particular fly, called the Ormia ochrocea, is special because it's as good as a human at locating the source of a sound.
And when she hears a cricket, she'll fly to the cricket and then have her babies. And these little maggots then burrow into the cricket, and a few days later they will emerge and leave a hollow shell.
So the fly's behavior isn't pretty, but it is useful to know how this tiny parasite finds its host. The way most animals locate sound doesn't work for this little creature.
You can tell where sound comes from, usually because if it comes, say, from the right side, your right ear is going to hear the sound before the left ear.
But this fly's ears are so close together that sound arrives to both ears at the same time. Miles, working with biologists more than a decade ago, found that Ormia ochrocea's ears are connected by a previously unknown mechanism.
If you push down on one eardrum really carefully so you don't break it, the other eardrum will pop up, and they actually rock about a central hinge, kind of like a teeter-totter.
The difference in vibrations between the two sides is how the fly figures out which side the sound is coming from. Miles took that design and made it the basis for a microphone the size of 3 grains of sugar. It's different from any other directional microphone on the market.
The end result is that if you're in a noisy place with sound coming from all around, our microphone will help get rid of the background noise.
But this invention isn't new. Miles began developing the technology 10 years ago with grants from the National Institutes of Health and the National Science Foundation. Now, Miles says that money has dried up, and the biggest obstacle is still ahead of him.
We've, you know, succeeded in showing that the research was right, but the next challenge then is to turn it into something that you can buy.
That's where SUNY's Technology Accelerator Fund comes in. In 2011, Miles received a $50,000 grant to help commercialize his hearing aid. But the manufacturing process is new and expensive, and that makes it hard to find a company to license it to. Miles says that's not uncommon for inventions like his.
Most inventions aren't all that profitable.
Eugene Krunzel is in charge of innovation partnerships at Binghamton University. He says inventions like this one are still important, whether or not they can be made profitable.
The most important thing in technology commercialization in academia is impact. It's not the income. It's the impact on the society, it's the betterment of the world, so to speak.
Both Krunzel and Miles are hoping that extra prototypes built with money from the state will convince a company that new and improved hearing aids are worth the investment. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.